back in order.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Wednesday edition, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us, freetalklive.com. If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer, and it'll be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Well, last hour, we started talking about a study that has been done by the National Survey, it's the New York-based Guttmacher Institute. It's a private think tank that studies sexual and reproductive issues and disagrees with government-funded programs that rely primarily on abstinence-only teachings. And I disagree with abstinence-only teachings as well. In fact, according to some of the studies that we've seen, that we've talked about at least on this show, the abstinence programs result in abject failure.
They do seem to.
They tell kids, okay, kids, don't have sex until marriage, but kids go ahead and have sex before marriage anyway. And since all they're teaching...
And they get pregnant because they didn't learn how to use...
They didn't learn anything.
They weren't taught about...
They're not taught
condoms,
anything.
Prophylactics, you know, whatever.
Right. In the abstinence-only programs, all they're taught is that sex is bad and you could get diseases from having sex, which is true.
Absolutely
you could get diseases,
true.
But it's not bad. They tell kids sex is bad and it's only good when you're married, so don't have sex until you get married, kids. And, of course, it's just like telling kids not to do drugs or not to drink. They're going to go out and have sex.
Some are.
And it's more dangerous for them because they don't understand the safe way to have sex. Anyway, back to the study. 95% of respondents had sex by the age of 44 and had done so before marriage. Even among the subgroup of those who abstained from sex until at least age 20, 4/5 of them had premarital sex by age 44. So those teenagers that managed to stay pure all the way through their teenage years, mm-hmm. even they broke their abstinence pledge, and they had sex before marriage.
You know, I think that the proponents of abstinence, and this is just speculation, totally speculation on my part, and it has something to do with preserving our youth, preserving our young people.
Their purity.
And their purity and all that nonsense. As though, you know, people are good people because they don't have sex.
That's
or they're
absurd.
Bad people because they do have sex. It is absurd. It's
yes.
absolutely absurd. But
because Jesus didn't like sex.
Wouldn't you think that the abstinence person would care mostly as to whether or not they had sex before their first marriage and not after? Like, for instance...
You would think.
Yeah, like that's where it is. Now you've had sex, you're ruined, you're mm-hmm. you're a full knowing adult, you've eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and...
You know, it feels good.
And, you know...
Why give it up?
Right. So, I just don't know. I just it doesn't make that much sense
also,
to me.
Also, in backing up what you're saying about people who married once, sex during marriage, divorced, continue having sex, maybe get married again...
With someone else.
Right. Those people also could rationalize it to themselves, and rightly so, by saying, well, huh, I didn't have sex before I married Jim, and we found out that after we got married, sex between us didn't work. Because this is one of the problems that comes up as a result of abstinence.
This was the problem in my mom and dad's marriage.
Really?
It's revealed to me by my father. I don't know. I mean, obviously my mom didn't tell me anything, or mm-hmm. not obviously, but she didn't tell me anything about it. What do I know? I think it was kind of inappropriate.
It just didn't work.
Not
compatible.
Yeah, it wasn't. They weren't happy about it.
Too big, too small, something like that.
Parts like that, yeah.
Yeah. And that's something that's really wrong with abstinence, because if you don't have sex before marriage, and then the first time you're having sex is when is fooling around trying to figure the sex thing out on your honeymoon, and then you discover that it's just not you're just not compatible with the other person, and if you don't
now
have
you're
a,
married,
right? And if you don't have a good sex life, I can't imagine that that's going to lead to a very satisfying and happy marriage. So inevitably, you're going to get divorced, and you're going to get out of that marriage, and you're going to resolve to yourself, okay. Well, I know what I did wrong, and that was I was abstinent. And so, of course, you're going to go and have sex before your next marriage. It's the only sensible thing to do. And I think it's nuts to not have sex before marriage. Personally, how do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. Well, the Author of the study, Mr. Feiner, said that the likelihood of Americans having sex before marriage has remained stable since the 1950s, though people now wait longer to get married and thus are sexually active as singles for extensive periods. The study found women virtually as likely as men to engage in premarital sex.
Well, the men are having sex with someone.
True. But then again, I guess some people seem to think that women are more prudish about that sort of thing. I guess not.
Well, women bear more of the responsibilities of sex than men do. Men get away with more. Women are more likely to have get a social disease from sex than men are.
And they're also ones who approve it. I mean, if they don't say yay,
right.
Then
women hold the keys to the sex machine. Sorry, guys. That's just the way that is. Women also have to worry about becoming pregnant. So, you know, it seems like most of the responsibilities fall on the women.
Women also were as likely as men to engage in premarital sex, even when they were born decades ago. Amongst women born between 1950 and 1978, at least 91% had had premarital sex by age 30, while those born in the 1940s, 88% had done so by age 44. I mean, these are almost statistically insignificant changes. The data clearly shows that the majority of older teens and adults have already had sex before marriage, which calls into question the federal government's funding of abstinence-only-until-marriage programs for 12 to 29-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't see why they would be doing that anyway.
What, funding the abstinence programs?
Right.
Well because it creates jobs.
Yes, that's you're right.
Because there's somebody in office with an agenda to push and a religious bent to foist on everyone. And that's what's going on here. He's using it as an excuse, he meaning George Bush or whoever it is that's behind this. I know he signed the bill, and he certainly supports it. Under the Bush administration, such programs have received hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. In fact, it would be more effective, says Feiner, to provide young people with the skills and information that they need to be safe once they become sexually active, which nearly everyone eventually will. So this is like what we talk about with the war on drugs here on Free Talk Live. Sometimes they get upset that Free Talk Live talks about drug use. Well, it's because we're not stupid. We've done the drugs. We know people who've done the drugs. We know that people, whether or not they say they will, whatever they say when they're 12 years old. I remember, I think when I was younger, they had me sign some sort of drug-free swearing to not do drugs on a piece of paper.
Not very effective.
Right. It doesn't matter what you sign when you're 12 years old. The fact is, people are going to do drugs, and the fact is, way more people are going to have sex. So we need to accept that, and we need to understand it, and we need to reduce the amount of harm that can come from people having sex. We need to be honest about it.
There is a lot of harm that can come from it. I mean,
yeah.
if you're a young guy and you go out there and knock some girl up, man, you're in big trouble for a long time. You know, all the money you make is just going away. You're gonna lose a lot of money.
A chunk of it.
I don't know what it is. I would assume it's something like 25% of your paycheck.
I would think.
Is gone.
It'll be significant.
And if you don't pay it, then you're in real big trouble. Because then they'll come garner your wages and all kinds of other stuff. You can end up in jail.
STDs.
They can take away your driver's license for this stuff.
So we need to really address the issue of sex head on in this country. And there's a lot of angles that are just never approached. I think a lot of parents leave it up to the government to handle this. And that's a big mistake on its own. Of course, the government's sexual education curriculum is questionable at best. But parents are really, you ought to be embarrassed if you're a parent and you haven't had a chat with your kids, an honest talk with your kids about sex. Please, take these numbers and internalize them now. 95% of Americans have sex before marriage. Translation, your kids are going to have sex before they get married. So you either be honest with them and talk with them about sex and prepare them for what they're going to be experiencing, or get ready for them to pop out some kids at age 19 or, you know, 13.
What have you done to prepare them for this?
Well, let's see what Wade Horn has to say from the Department of Health and Human Services, the Assistant Secretary for Children and Families. He is defending the abstinence-only approach for teenagers. Of course, they're paying his paycheck to do this. One of its values is to help young people delay the onset of sexual activity. The longer one delays, the fewer lifetime sex partners they have, and the less the risk of contracting a sexually transmitted disease. What do you think of this guy, Wade Horn? 800-259-9231. And Is what he's saying right? How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the car, children were squirming and squealing, "How far?" When I come back, I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Some on-the-road boredom busters. On holiday road trips, are your little angels singing, "Are we there yet?" in three-part disharmony? Then try these travel tips from the big guy himself. No, not Santa, me. For word fun, play letter lingo. Players first look for A words, like artificial Christmas trees, then B, bright lights, then the C, Hanukkah candles, and so on. For something melodic, host a family sing-along. The youngest elf in the back seat starts a holiday song, and where that person leaves off, the next player picks up. And for a sure way to banish boredom, count your blessings. That should take you singing all the way to your holiday destination. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. Over 140,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting, all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Mark, we're going to have to get back to this sex topic because I just discovered during the break that we've had a major communication breakdown between us and our network studios. So we've had people holding on, like, apparently through the last hour, and we didn't know it. So please accept our apologies as we go to Mark in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
You guys can hear me?
We got you.
Ready to check over?
I'm Go ahead, sir.
Okay. All right, good. Hoorah. So, you were talking about the kilo decision, actually, when I called in. But, and then, man, and then I started falling asleep almost. I almost forgot what I was going to say. But, yeah, some transmission problems here. But, I just wanted to, I guess, weigh in on, actually, not only does the kilo decision disturb me, but I tell you, the reaction of a lot of Americans, I think it shows that a lot of Americans are cognitively deficient. I'm not even talking about the Americans who see nothing wrong. Even the reaction amongst those who were opposed to the decision, it's like they have no understanding truly of what property rights are, and some of their arguments imply that so long as the government is certain to quote unquote justly compensate people with enough money,
mm-hmm.
And as long as it's for a quote unquote legitimate purpose, say a government facility such as a prison, rather than say something that's maybe more beneficial like a resort, then all of a sudden it's okay.
Well, yeah, they've been over the years, they've been acclimated to this, the process of eminent domain for the common good,
yeah,
where they take it for a park or whatever.
And if something seems like a good idea to enough people, then fine. It's okay if you take that guy's property.
Yeah, and now, my not only that, the idea that the government can justly compensate anybody is that I think flows from the idea that the government is somehow a philanthropic organization, that when a politician spends money, it's their money that they're spending. Of course, that can be further from the truth, but I'd like to point out that as soon as the government laid and imposed a compulsory tax, we have not had property rights ever since, and this is what I'm getting at right here.
That's
this is, I guess, the heart of what I called in. Not only are dollars physical pieces of property themselves, but it's through the acquisition of dollars that one achieves a command over property. And so there's no objective difference between the government taking, your cow or your house, or taking your money so you can't buy the cow or the house.
Right, or taking 10% of your money. And it doesn't matter if they take it all or they take a percentage. They're still stealing your property. And that's
property, right. When they take our money, they're taking our property. And if we took this whole idea to its own logical conclusion, suppose the government decided it wanted to take everybody's house in a given jurisdiction.
That's what they did in New London.
Yeah, and where is the money coming from? Themselves.
Everybody,
everybody. So everybody's going to be paying themselves for their own house.
And by the way, for it to be just, you mentioned the term just compensation. For any sort of transaction to be considered just, it has to be entered voluntarily by both parties. And in an eminent domain transaction, it's not voluntary. And it's not voluntary just because the person says, all right, fine, and they throw up their hands and they take the money. It's not voluntary because they were coerced into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's either they take the money or they get their house taken and they get nothing.
And
so
by the way,
yes, sir.
I'm proud to say I'm an amplifier. I just signed up today.
That is fantastic. Thank you. Congratulations, Mark. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I just want to say anti-state.com.
That's a good website. I've been there before.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. He must be in a marine mood tonight, huh?
What is anti-state.com?
It's an anti-state website.
It sounds like it. I just wondered if you'd remember.
There was a nice forum there. I used to spend a little time on it a few years back.
You do love forum posting.
Yeah, I've got too many forums to balance at the moment, though. I need to cut back. All right, so let's go to Dylan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dylan.
Hello, this is Dylan,
it is.
A Serpent Tax from BBS. I want to talk about capitalism.
Okay.
I've been talking to some, a left Marxist, and, they have a... when you talk to them, they, talk about how bad capitalism is, but they have a different definition.
Okay, what's their definition?
Well, their definition is, the mixed economy that we have right now, and they say that's bad. If we can So this is an advantage for Libertarians because they have it. They don't understand what capitalism is either.
I'm sorry, you cut out just a little bit there. What now for Libertarians?
Well, some Marxists, like, they believe that, like, the state is a bad thing as well.
Okay.
So that, like, if we can, make them understand that the capitalism that they don't like is we don't like that either.
I don't know if you can win that fight. I mean, they may be so indoctrinated against the word capitalism that you may just be better off taking the term free market and explaining to them why we should go in that direction.
Right, but, well, they have a different concept of what capitalism is, and I've actually said, like, in the past, like, I've talked to them, they're like, oh, capitalism's bad, and I'll say, well, I like capitalism, and, like, that's, like, automatically losing, because you don't realize that they have a different conception of it.
Exactly, which is why it's important to make sure you define or be defined, and make sure you understand the terms. And I think it's great that you called in about this, because it shows that there's a misconception out there, not just amongst Marxists, but also amongst people that have just been sort of slowly and quietly indoctrinated by the Marxists
right.
over the years to believe this sort of misconception that we live in a capitalist country. We don't. We live in a country where government regulates everything. It's not
right.
It's not true capitalism, but I just don't know if that's a fight that I want to fight. I mean, if you think that you can make some headway with some people on that, then by all means. I don't know, Mark, how do you feel about that word, capitalism?
Well, I don't. I think capitalism, there's a lot of anger that goes behind the term capitalism, and I'm with Ian. I think he's thought about it quite a bit, and I like his idea of talking about the free market. You know, the United States, it certainly has a regulated market, but it's one of the freer ones in the world comparatively, and I'd like to give them kudos where they have it. They're like the 13th freest
now,
market in the world.
Now, the Marxist could jump down your throat on the free market claim as well and say, well, market failure and blah, blah, blah. But then you could maybe sort of persuade them in that, well, you know what? If you wanted to actually try communism, you could do it in a free market. Like, the free market is where communism might actually have a chance of being able to exist in very small pockets, like on a commune or something. For instance, you would actually be able to, if you are a devoted communist and you want to get together with some other communists and move out onto some farm somewhere and have your little co-op or commune, whatever, then you could. And as long as you aren't forcing other people into your commune, then have all the communism you want. Distribute all the wealth amongst your friends and your little commie buddies that you want to. Just don't force me to play. So under the free market, communists could actually live in fairly close proximity to capitalists, and we could all get along to some extent. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Then we could all get what we want. That's a good thing, right? More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com. How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com. FAN.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they're totally free. That does include the listener map. You can add yourself to it, like over 1,700 of our listeners have done, at map.freetalklive.com, and you can scroll around the world and see who is a listener of Free Talk Live. Map.freetalklive.com, and it's free.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or go to 1-800 or call, 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
Now, we had a few phone difficulties, but that's been ironed out at this point. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you. Going back into the premarital sex issue that we started out the hour with, a study has been done that has found that 95% of American adults have sex before marriage. This, to me, is not really a shock. I've always felt and known that Americans are out there having sex quite often, and they just sort of keep quiet about it.
Sure.
And as it turns
tacky
out...
Tacky to talk about it.
That's absolutely true. I don't think it's tacky at all. When you say it's tacky, you mean to brag?
I guess it'd be tacky, you know, to talk about accomplishments in the sexual arena or something like that.
But I don't think it's tacky to talk about sex in that, to discuss it, especially with kids, which that's what the issue is here, is the abstinence programs that the government is spewing about in government schools. And essentially telling kids to not have sex before marriage, which to me is one of the worst ideas in the world. Let's go to the phone, see what you think about it, and then we'll get to the quotes from one of these bureaucrats defending their abstinence program. Let's talk to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy. Instead of the abstinence program, I think they should get kids involved and witness a birth. I think the miracle of birth has been stolen away from the people.
What's the point of that?
Do you think that it would be appropriate?
Well, I think that a young man and a young woman witnessing and being part of a birth could see what a woman goes through to have the baby, what it is that's happening. They'd get respect for the act of the sex that may bring this.
I agree with
the
you.
The male would get respect for woman more.
Like, if you don't be
all
careful,
the pain
if you don't...
and all the blood and everything.
Yeah. This could happen to you if you aren't careful. That sort of thing.
Not only that,
and not using it as a fear thing. Just that this is a sacred, beautiful, wonderful,
bloody,
life threatening on both sides, giving life, and I think even death has been stolen away from us. You know, they got the guy to have to put it. You know, I think that it's just an intrusion, really, on family upbringing, you know.
But government education on sex is an intrusion, you mean?
Yeah, because all of this should be talked about and being brought forth in through the family. Like
agree with
the
you.
The birth has been... I was having a home birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I paid the midwife, we went through all the classes. You know, the birth started going down. Her blood pressure went up over the legal amount. Had to bring her to the hospital. And the hospital people look down upon people having home births, you know.
Well, yeah, they're not making any money off of the home birth.
All that midwifery going on.
It's just a bunch of, I think, tyranny perpetrated upon the people, man.
I agree with you, Dave, that sex needs to be discussed in the family, but unfortunately, Americans are so afraid to talk about sex that they just decide, well, we'll just leave it to the government schools.
Well, they're not afraid to talk about it trying to sell stuff. It's like the heart of Fifth Avenue.
Plenty of people that are... there's plenty of people in America that make sexual products.
And then women allow this to happen. That's what gets me mad, is women allow themselves to be used as a marketing tool.
What do you mean by that?
The woman figure. You're
talking about porn? You're talking about advertising?
Look at any commercial, you know, the sex appeal. Look at a Victoria's Secret commercial.
So
what are they selling? Underwear?
That bothers you? Dave, that women appear as models in those
No,
in those
that
magazines?
Doesn't bother me, but I'm just saying if they're true to their word of saying, you know, they don't want to be a sex symbol, they don't want, you know, they want respect, and you know, they don't want the kids having sex and everything, but...
I don't know if the women in Victoria's Secret...
They use it as a dang marketing tool.
Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if the women in Victoria's Secret are talking about how they don't want to be sex symbols. I think you... You pretty much are consenting and wanting to be a sex symbol if you appear in Victoria's Secret.
I would have to concur.
Let's go to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Fred, what's on your mind?
Hey, how old are you?
Me? I'm 26. Mark?
I'm 35.
That's what I kind of figured.
That's
friend,
right. We're dumb kids.
I didn't say dumb kids.
No, I was just putting that out there.
What's on your mind, Fred?
Let me ask you a question, another question. Do you believe in the Word?
The Word of what?
What Word?
The Bible?
No.
Absolutely not. I'm an atheist. Mark, however, does believe in God. Mark believes in God, just not the Bible thing.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You're going to find out one day... the abstinence is a plan of God.
Really?
I have five kids. They have kids of their own now. They abstained. I abstained. And I tell you what, my friend, you'll find out one day the Word of God is true. It's never been,
I would say to you that is the best way for things to happen as far as a family goes. That people grow up to be healthiest and happiest that way. I just don't think that it's realistic. It hasn't happened from the beginning of time, and it's not going to happen today. And no matter how much we talk about abstinence, all we're going to do is cause more disease and more pregnancy.
No.
Hold on. And I want to say one more thing. If God has a plan for abstinence, don't you think it's a little... like a little presumptuous of him to expect me to know it if he didn't tell it to me?
Tell it to you if you read his word.
No. See, that's where you're off. His word, as you call it, the Bible, was written by 40 different people, and you might as well tell me something as Moses tells me something. It's just nonsense.
Listen, if a marriage is based on can have good sex or not, it won't last.
Well, nobody here has suggested, sir, hold on now, nobody here has suggested that a marriage should be based on good sex or not. I just said that it's an important factor to sex. For instance, you said you were abstinent until you got married. Well, if you had found out maybe on your wedding night when you might have had sex for the first time, if you'd found out the first time you had sex that you were so big that you hurt your wife, don't you think that might have harmed your marriage a little bit?
Well, I think you'd have found out, you know, that something could be worked out. I've never heard of that in my life.
Well, I'm telling you it happened with my dad and my mom.
What's
now
that?
You've heard of it. I'm telling you that happened with my dad and my mom.
And I'm telling you that my current girlfriend had a problem with that with her last boyfriend. Parts just didn't fit together. And I wouldn't want to find that out after I got married. I don't know about you, sir. Now, how did you say? You said I was going to find out about the word or whatever. How's that going to happen?
You will find out. My friend, if your name is not written in the book of life, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior...
I did when I was a kid, and then I rejected him.
No, you didn't accept it. You wouldn't be talking like you're talking now.
No. I was a Christian. I was a Presbyterian for like a decade or so.
What's that?
I was a Presbyterian for several years.
I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, or whatever.
So you're telling me that kids can't accept Jesus?
If you haven't truly accepted Christ and given your heart to Him totally... I mean totally. Your name will never be written in the book of life.
And I'm going to burn in hell for all eternity, right?
You're going to burn in hell.
Ah, yes.
That's what God's word says.
Those luscious, luscious fires are awaiting me.
Yeah.
You know what? Hang on, buddy. We're going to bring you back if you want, because, you know, you're interesting. And if you want to talk to this guy, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-800-800. 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the site. We give it away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. All of the features that you'll find there at freetalklive.com. So they're all for you. Now, it does cost us money to run the website. I mean, it's not free for us. It's just free for you.
Everything costs money.
Right. So we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying things from us, like the Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and more all available for you right now at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com and amazon.freetalklive.com for everything else you need to buy in life. Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place to go. 35 categories of products, everything from books to office products to electronics. You name it, even gift cards. It's not too late to get somebody a gift card. In fact, it's not too late to get them something shipped. You're going to have to put it like two-day or one-day shipping, basically, at this point, if you want to make it before Christmas time. But get your holiday shopping done and all of your after-holiday shopping done at Amazon.freetalklive.com because a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live. Well, what do you know, Mark? Old Fred from Montana dropped off the line during the break.
Fred's a good man. And he's had success in his life. He's created a great family. And his
had a lot of sex.
And I'm sure he has. I'll bet you he has had more sex than a single guy.
Got five kids. Got to have a lot of sex to have five kids.
You know, and that's the God's honest truth, is married people have more sex than single people. But
I don't know. I have a lot of sex.
Well, you're hardly. You would fit have 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you would have gotten married already, though.
I mean, you
live in with your girlfriend rather than actually being married. And if it wasn't for government marriage, you'd probably seriously have considered it.
But don't they say that sex drops off after marriage?
I disagree with that.
That's just what I've heard.
Some people, I'm sure it does. But I don't want to disparage Fred and the success that he's had in his life and his family. He's obviously done a really good job.
But he came on and told me I was going to hell. That's not very nice.
It's because that's what he believes.
Is that supposed to be persuasive?
And that's what common religion is here in America. I mean, I'd call it weird because the Christian religion that as it is today is really, really weird. But
most people are Christians.
But most people believe this or some variation that Fred has, and they don't really question it much. Now, I'd like to let's take this. I'd like to come up with a scenario for you, Ian.
Okay.
Now, you've known me for a good portion of my life, and you know me to be a guy who sort of seeks spiritually. I like to know what the universe is about. I'd like to know, you know, religiously what's going on. And
you got
kind
a crystal
of,
in your pocket at all times?
I wouldn't go that far. But I kind of like to know these things. I mean, I'm not a person who turns himself blindly away from religion.
Yeah.
I've been a Christian, a holiness Christian, for a period of time in my life. I grew up in the church. I was a Sunday school teacher. I went to Christian school for 9 years.
Now, Fred says you can't possibly have ever believed in Jesus if you reject him at any point.
God bless Fred. He's wrong.
I went to Christian camp.
Well, Christian, I don't know what. I can't tell you whether you were a Christian or not, but I can tell you I was.
Yeah.
I know I was. I mean, I didn't cuss. I tried to quit the sins of the flesh, as it were. I wasn't successful in that, but I was a young man.
And, you know, I just got to tell you, it seems to me, I've looked at this religious stuff, and I just don't believe Christianity. I can't, and I find it very difficult to imagine at the end of time I'm going to stand in front of God's throne, and, you know, Jesus isn't going to be my advocate because I'm not a Christian. Or maybe he is. If you're a Baptist, then I was a Christian, so therefore he will stand with me. It just really depends on what your religion is. And God's gonna, and I'm gonna say to God, you know, God, I see, I'm looking around, I see all the angels and the devils, and I've been watching you put people in hell and send people to heaven and do your little judgment day thing. And, you know, I sought my whole life for the truth. I really tried to know. I read the Bible, the New Testament 7 times, the Old Testament 3 times. I know your Bible. But it just seemed to me that I couldn't rationalize it in my mind. It seemed like there were too many mistakes, contradictions, that the Christians around me, what I saw, were just, you know, they were awful.
The hypocrisy?
The preachers were bad people, you know, that it looked like everybody wanted money, these giant, opulent churches. Well,
who could blame you for being turned off?
Right. So for whatever my reasons are, God gave me my sense of sight and my sense of smell and my sense of touch and my sense of hearing. He gave me all of these senses in this world that he created. So this world's actually, this world that you and I are sitting in, according to the Christian religion, is actually less real than the world that God's in currently.
Okay.
So he created this world in which this fake world that I'm in, sort of blind, deaf,
and simulation.
Yeah, I'm blind, deaf, and dumb to the real world, that the God's world. And then he gave me my rational mind with which to figure this out. And I came up with something besides Christianity.
Now you're going to be punished.
That seems really unfair to me. And I thought we're talking about a fair, just God here. He puts me in a simulation where I have sought and I came up with what I believe to be the answers. I do believe my answers are the truth. Fred, I believe they're as true as you believe yours. And now I have to go to hell because I disagree.
800-259-9231.
I'm supposed to believe in a Christian religion where they don't even know the name of their own Savior? They think the guy's name's Jesus. That's a mistranslation.
Isn't it Yahweh?
Yeah, no, it's Yaheshua.
Yaheshua.
Yaheshua. The guy's name was Joshua, and they don't even know it.
Let's go to the phones. We got to talk to Mike in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, being you brought this subject up, this isn't where I was going to go, but you brought it up, so I thought, well, we'll just keep with it then.
All right.
You know, here's how I look at this. And you know, I agree with you guys a lot. I'm married. Of course, I wasn't a real gentleman in my younger years. and my parents have been honest with me now that we're all older, that the rumble seat also was used for other things other than riding in.
Dear God.
So they were, you know, these older people get on and they get off on this thing of, oh my goodness, you know, it just goes nuts. And we didn't do that, we didn't do that. And then when you get older, they finally tell you, yeah, we did that. and so I guess my point with this is, you know, the Ten Commandments is a great way to follow your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I go to church. I'm a free Lutheran. You know, I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I have a problem when the churches all want all this money and everything from me, and I don't have it. I'm not giving you my life savings when I have a family to support. Sorry, ain't happening. But you know, the Ten Commandments, follow them. Hey, you don't steal. You don't just shoot somebody because you want to. You know, you don't adultery. You know, and so forth. But my biggest problem, and this one will hit home, and you guys will understand where I'm coming from with this,
okay,
is that the point of, first of all, government schools trying to teach what they're teaching, I think, is 100% wrong. That is the parent's job. The problem,
absolutely.
And I'm going to insult a whole bunch of parents out here. I'm one myself. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son, and I'm going to insult them. But you know what? I'm not my kid's friend. I'm their parent. And
I'd say that our last caller, Fred, felt the same way. I bet he raised quite a disciplined family and had a lot of success with it, and I think that that's the way it works.
It isn't a wrong way. The thing that I look at is when your children turn, the way things are going and you know, modifications with food and steroids, these kids are growing up or developing earlier than I think they should be.
I would concur.
But
steroids and the beef!
But, you know, but if you look at it, when children turn 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, you've done your job.
Hopefully.
And you can't do anything else at that point. And so many parents sit back and they want to be friends to their children instead of the parent.
But I don't know. You know, I see what you're saying, but I don't know if you're being a friend to your kids by being silent. And I think that's what I see so many parents doing. It's just this code of silence when it comes to talking about sex and also drugs and other adult issues with their kids. It's like, let's leave it up to the government schools. It's too icky of a topic to talk about with our kids. I don't think they're being friends with their kids. I think you're being a friend and a parent at the same time by being honest with your children about sex and talking with them. I don't think it's impossible to be a parent and a friend at the same time.
Well, no. And I see what you're saying. But what I'm meaning is so many parents are so afraid that their kid's going to get mad. Oh, my God, I took his Xbox away. Oh, my God, I made him mow the lawn. Oh, my God, I made him, you know. And this is what I mean by friend.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my child mad at me because he's going to rebel. He's going to go do something I don't want him to do. Oh, my God, oh, my, you know. And I see this, and I see this, and I see this, and I see this over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
The work ethic of children anymore, I mean, I grew up on a ranch. I worked seven,
you got 20 seconds
eight
to wrap it up,
a week. You know, and I don't know. I guess my point is you know, start being a parent and quit being a friend to these kids.
I think that if you do it right, now this is me talking as somebody who's not a parent, but I think if you do it right and you're a good parent, you'll end up being your son or daughter's best friend. That's, I think, the way it should end up. Like, when they become an adult, you should be best friends with your parents.
Exactly. You got my point. Exactly.
Thanks for the call,
guys.
Man. We appreciate it, Mike. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. And we still have to get to the bureaucrats' excuses for their abstinence program. Coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you...